Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, March 20th. No, it's not 20th. Boy, I tell you, the month is moving on, and I'm stuck on the 20th. No, today is Saturday, March 31st, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and I'm sending out happy greetings to you for today and for every day for that matter. I'm glad you found a few minutes to join me today wherever you are. It is an awesome privilege for me, trust me, to serve you in this way. It's my mission to use this platform to educate and enlighten and empower, to uplift and to encourage, yeah, to motivate and sometimes even minister. Yeah, I do that too. But always to build somehow and bless you somehow. Yeah, that is what I do here. And it could be anything from business to beauty to mastering that marvelous brain of yours. I promise I'll be doing something that can make you better at being you and better at doing life for sure. You can count on it. Well, today is a special day. It's Easter Eve. Yes, yes, yes. And I won't elaborate to all of you on how much that means to me, but yeah, it really does. But not only that, though, it's Black Woman Heal Day Eve, too. Mm-hmm. It's a very special international movement that was launched a few years ago by founder Laleda G, who is on a mission to help girls and women who have experienced childhood sexual abuse. It's to help them heal and survive and thrive through what is most often an extremely difficult journey. Laleda is at the helm of this great humanitarian effort, and she is inviting us all on board to be inspired and encouraged and motivated toward supporting the girls and women who need strength and hearts of love surrounding them during such a difficult challenge. It's my pleasure to interview her once again. I just love what she's doing. She's my very, very, very special guest today. Welcome back, Laleda.
I'm so glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's awesome. As I said, my privilege for sure. Well, tomorrow's the big day for the third time in a row. Is that correct?
This is year three. Yes, it is.
Yes, how exciting. Congratulations
to you.
No, this
is year four.
Is it year four?
This is year four. It is.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I know there was three, maybe that was what I was thinking about, three prior, but it's so awesome. I know you must be so excited and proud.
I really am.
Well, there are a lot of us who are excited and proud to be a part of it in some kind of way, even if it's a small way, just glad to see what you're doing because it's so absolutely necessary, as I've told you a time or two already. But for those of who are listening and may not know anything about what is going on with Black Woman Heal Day, let's start by telling them how this brainstorm took over 4 years ago and how you got it launched and why.
Absolutely. So I'm from Wisconsin, and as I was doing local work and started doing more statewide work, I saw a gross absence of Black women who were in the field as sexual assault advocates. I would see advocates that were Latino, that were Native American, that were Hmong, that were LGBT. There's all other groups that were represented because there was an acknowledgement that sometimes, you know, groups that are underserved need special attention to be able to draw them in and give them the healing space that they need. And I was first curious, then pretty much really angry that this was missing for Black women. And as I began to do more work outside of the state of Wisconsin, I saw that this was something that was really repeated. And as I began to do more of my own history about how sexual assault had impacted me personally and my family and the kind of the breadth of it throughout the Black community because of historic sexual assault through slavery, I thought, there's a problem here. And when you look at statistics that say 1 out of 15 Black women will report their sexual assault, I said, there's a whole lot of women and Black girls who are not accessing healing. And I began to question how that then impacts our community. And Black Women Heal Day was born out of that. I said, what would happen if we just took a day and focus our energies on ourselves, on our needs, on our healing, on our girls, and would gather in small and large groups, you know, what might that create for us towards healing? And so that's the kind of the mood and the thought and the feeling that Black Woman Heal Day was born from. And some people get on me because they say it's April 1st, that's April Fool's Day. One, I think, you know, we're grown, so we're kind of over that. But then the other thing is
here's hoping.
April, right. I think April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I said Black women are usually last in line to get any kind of help or support. So let's put Black Woman Heal Day on the very first day of Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Tell us about some of the things that are going to be going on tomorrow. It's every April 1st. So what are the things, some of the things that are going on locally with you and some of the other things that people are doing to show their support?
Yeah, so some people, because tomorrow is Easter, it presented a challenge. So some people are starting some events tonight. And so locally there is a poetry event that's going on here that is around Black women healing. And it's meant to be an outreach to both youth and older, so a really cross-generational event. Tomorrow, there are going to be small and large gatherings throughout my city, throughout other cities throughout the United States, and we're going to be doing a lot of social media that's going to be involving women throughout the African diaspora. So I am partnering with a local restaurant here, Madison Short Stack Eatery, and they are actually supporting my Black Woman Heal movement the whole month of April. But tomorrow we are launching a special Black Woman Heal menu of drinks. And I'm going to be hosting a happy hour tomorrow from 5 to 7 at Short Stack Eatery, and then breakfast from 8 to 10 tomorrow.
I think that sounds very awesome, and I didn't know something until yesterday, and I was very excited to see the post that those who plan to have breakfast with you are going to get a free copy of a book. That happens to be one I wrote.
They are. Yes, absolutely. And those who come to Happy Hour will also get that. And throughout the month of April, I'll be hosting special events at Short Stack Eatery, and throughout the month, various ones who come and participate in events will also get that book, What is Faith? And I have found that, you know, I've surveyed hundreds of Black women throughout the diaspora asking them what is one word they think of when they think of healing. And when I've looked at the responses that I've received, overwhelmingly the words center around spirituality. So the thought of faith mm-hmm. being so closely tied to our healing journey as Black women is very, very crucial. So I'm very excited to have that book to give out to the young and old women who will be joining with me throughout the entire month of April.
Well, I was excited to hear it, and I'm just praying that they will truly be blessed. I have a short story of my own in there regarding this issue, and so I certainly do have some insights and understanding about what that challenge feels like. So it's a blessing to me that you chose to highlight it in that way. So thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
It's a blessing to me that you have gifted us with that. I appreciate it. And it's just a gift to offer this, you know, book that's signed by an author and from a woman who looks like you that understands your story.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Well, I will certainly be supporting you in that way going forward. So we'll talk about that more.
Wonderful.
As time goes on.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about
that. Well, I know
that.
Yeah, thanks. Me too. And I know there's something coming up, too. I just don't want to miss these things for people who want to connect with you. There's something else, isn't there, coming up a mid-month on the 14th?
Yes. So in the middle of the month, are you talking about the Giving Circle?
I know that I saw that online. In fact, I posted it in the radio info in the slides. And I'd seen it, but I didn't remember it again until this morning. And so I just posted it there. But I did state the date that there was something going on that date. So you'll have to help me out here.
Yeah, you know what? And I have so many different things together. I apologize.
I know.
But one of the things that I started last year was a giving circle for the work that I'm doing with Black women and girls. And we're doing a lot of focus on working with girls because we're finding that for some moms, for them to even begin to imagine that they can heal is sometimes a challenge. But in the middle of this process, we have these girls that are struggling and really working to support them towards their healing journey and gathering women to understand the depth of the issue and to join in with us both as a financial supporters and as women who help to volunteer to push these agendas forward.
Yes, for sure. I think it was what you mentioned. I'm going to look it up while the next time I get a little brief here while you're talking. But I, you know, any of those events, those of you who are listening, I encourage you. Leleda just said that 1 out of 15 women, girls, report these incidences. And we both know that the numbers are really much greater than that of those who are actually experiencing this and who are living with the tragedy and trauma. And so we're really encouraging you. I'm encouraging you. She does this because she wants to be that point, that pivotal point in your life to help make a difference. So if you know of someone or if it's you, please, please get online tomorrow. Please attend any of these events, even if you want to put together a small group just to follow along during the day and perhaps talk about what may have been happening. Maybe you never have. I know it took me a very long time to talk about it. I was a fully grown adult. So if there is that opportunity, we're just encouraging you today to look for one of those events, either follow it online or show up in person if you can. Well, Leleda, I know that there's a reason that this mission is so important to you in several ways for several reasons. So let's have you share about that a little bit.
Absolutely. And just like you mentioned, you know, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And as you mentioned, I never intended to tell anyone. I really was going to take this secret to my grave because I was full of shame and did not want anyone to know what had happened to me. And as I began to have the strength and the courage to share my story, I found that there were so many other women and girls who were struggling with the same thing. And there is such power in story and testimony. And when girls and women just really start showing up at my home after I had shared at church about my story and then subsequently wrote my book about my life journey, I found that this was something that didn't just happen to me, but this was a call on my life to, in one way, redeem that little girl who was lost and broken and hurt in so many ways, but to redeem so many other little girls who have been brokenhearted, who have been abused and have been pushed aside, to show them that they can reclaim their lives. And so that is at the core of the work that I do. And I say that because I think it's important for people to understand that the places in your life where you have been broken, where you have been ashamed, that's where God will give you strength and authority to move forward. You know, we often believe because of those things that we cannot do the things that are in our hearts, but we really have the power and the authority when we begin to tap into those experiences and find the strength to share our story and to encourage someone else.
Mm-hmm. 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 I imagine you've got so many that stories that women have brought to you. And I know, of course, with the level of confidentiality, you cannot and would not ever mention any names. But are you able to tell us a little bit maybe about some of the similarities, some of the challenges, the fears that these women bring to you, and how you work with them to help overcome that, to help strengthen them at the same time?
Sure. A couple of stories that come to mind. One of the most heartbreaking stories was when I was in a room with an older Black woman. She was in her late 60s, maybe early 70s. And when I was, before I was giving my presentation, I was looking at this woman across the room, didn't know her story, but I could feel her pain so deeply. It was even hard for me to look at her. And when she began to share her story, it was a very interactive speaking engagement. And I just began to just speak life into her about reclaiming her life. And that was both sad and both one of the most exciting things for me, because it's never too late to heal. But I think some of the stories that probably are additionally really broken heart is when I sit across from young girls who share their stories of being abused and maybe not being believed, or their mother choosing the husband or the boyfriend over them, and these young ladies just throwing their lives away, even to the point of attempts of suicide, because they see no hope beyond the pain that they're in. And so one of the things that I most work to do is to be a conduit of hope, because it is the hope that life can get better. It's the hope that you can heal. It's the hope that you can overcome is what drives us towards getting better. And I do a lot of individual work, a lot of group work, and I think the groups are so powerful, because when you've gone through something so devastating, you often believe you're the only one. No one else can understand. You can't share your story. And when I see people in these groups, sometimes meeting each other for the first time, who are able to use their voice or use, you know, creative writing to share their story with one another and get the love and the understanding, it is amazing. And the third thing that I do, and I'm working to do this a lot with girls, is using creativity, but also using them taking their lives in a way and investing in others. So this year, I'm doing a service learning trip for the Black girls that I work with. It is a multi-generational trip, so women can come as well. But we're going to the Dominican Republic and going to be doing some cultural understanding, cultural learning, with some service learning work with Black girls over there that they're working to help to avoid being in the sex trafficking rings over there. And I think it's so powerful when you're able to use your life in a way to encourage and inspire someone else. And I've seen nothing like that to really lift people, that your words or your deeds or your story inspire someone else.
Mm-hmm. I know there must be, as I said, so many stories. And one of the things I think of is, and you may have hit on this a little bit, but I want you to elaborate on it a little bit before we begin to wrap. So many of girls and women, all of us, who think we're putting these experiences, these incidences, these situations behind us, have only actually suppressed it and just gone on with life. And yeah, and it becomes a blockage of some way that I imagine when they get to you, that there must be some real sense of freedom in many ways, at least as a starting point for beginning the healing. Can you talk about just some of the initial meetings with you? I think you have to be very skilled, gifted, and this is your calling, to be able to even be the individual that can get these girls and women to even talk with you about something so delicate.
Absolutely. So I use two really major things. One, I use writing a lot. So whether I ask girls to write down a thought or a question or a struggle that they're having and anonymously put it in a pile and we pull it out and we talk about it, that is one way I kind of do some initial things. But also use sometimes with girls just something creative. I let them draw, or maybe we do some beadwork. And I find that when their hands are busy, sometimes it's for them to speak. So we might just be doing a creative activity, and then I introduce a topic and begin to talk with them. And I find that when you really create that safe space for these young ladies and for women as well, they begin to share, because secrets burden us. And we want to unburden ourselves with the secrets. We just want to know that it's a safe place to do it. And I've been doing groups for, oh my gosh, 25 years or so, and I think only once or twice have I ever had a young lady come back and tell me someone said something. So even the girls treat the space as really being really, really sacred, you know. And so sometimes I use pop music that has a theme that will touch upon healthy relationships or abuse or something in some way, and use that to draw the girls in, and we'll talk about the lyrics, and they begin to talk about how that might have happened in their lives and things of that nature. So I try to be really creative, and I come with a really well-detailed agenda, but then I throw it away a lot of times when I just do a regular, just check in, how are you feeling today, and just let them talk. And sometimes the girls would just take the group in a whole other direction, and I try to really be free-flowing into what's going on with them at the moment.
Sounds amazing. And so is the work. And I tell you, I couldn't commend you enough for taking on such a great, great mission to help change lives, because I know that I can say confidently, I know that they more than likely would not get that support or that strength if they didn't have someone like you to help make that happen. It's an amazing thing you're doing, and I just
thank you so much wish
you so much more success as time goes on. And I can only think that it will build and grow in just phenomenal ways. Before we wrap, though, I want people to know exactly how they can reach out to you. So I want you to share every platform that you would like to let people know how they can participate, how they can reach out to you, how they can seek out your help and assistance if they need it.
Absolutely.
And how they can give you money.
Yes. So on Facebook, I have a public profile, and it's LILADAGEE. They can also find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, looking up Black Woman Heal. And my email address is blackwomanheal@gmail.com. And people can inquire there on how to get involved, how to start a group in their city, or how to donate. And so if you look up either Laleda, which is such a unique name, or Black Woman Heal, you can find me on pretty much any social media platform, and be prepared to engage with us tomorrow through social media.
I did not check in with you about this before, but are you in the Facebook nonprofits for setting up a giving page, a giving link?
I am not, but I do have a GoFundMe that I use for online giving.
Okay. And will that be available tomorrow?
You know what? I will now.
Well, here's to you. Cheers to that, because it definitely should be. I think it's a great day for you to make sure that opportunity is there. I'll definitely share it too. So definitely get that up, maybe even today, so we can make sure that people who can and want to give financial support that they do, because I'm telling you, I just think what you're doing is necessary, and it takes money to make things happen. And even if you've only got a little bit of money, people, it all adds up. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah,
and it adds up very fast. Well, sis, listen, thank you again for being my special guest. I know getting this in and other things that you're doing over the weekend of your event has got to be challenging, but I'm glad you had the opportunity to stop by. You didn't mention your radio show, Lolita. You're hosting a show. Why don't you tell people about that, too, so they can follow along with that?
Oh, thank you. So you can catch me online at WORTFM.org on Wednesday afternoons at noon at Central Standard Time. But you can also go to that same website and find my archive shows. And so I'm on there every Wednesday and try to bring topics, particularly that highlight what's going on with Black women and girls in our community and in our nation.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, I am going to wrap right now, and thank you once again. And I am going to check in with you a little bit later today, too. But thank you so much again for being in my spotlight today. And I just am excited about Black Woman Heal Day 2018 tomorrow. It's going to be a wonderful day.
Thank you so
much
for your support.
It. All right, you got it. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk soon.
You too.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you, too, for taking the time to join in today, at least from earshot, to get more information about Black Woman Heal Day. It's truly a mission that's worth getting on board, and I hope that you will look up the information. I've got some here on the Blog Talk Radio site, some links in the show info, so you can click right over and check it out. If you are on social media platforms, well, I guess you'd have to be if you're listening to this, I'd sure encourage you to share this information and check out some of the other shows that have been in the Foxology lineup. I've got some good things there going way back, so you might want to just scan and see what might be interesting and helpful, inspiring, and empowering for you. I'm going to wish you a very happy day, and I do genuinely mean that, and I hope, too, that those of you that are celebrating Easter will have an amazing day as well. I know as many of you, it's a very special day in our Christian journey. So God bless you. With that, be good, be blessed, and be awesome. Talk to you again soon.